billboard, baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on. Everybody looking for a dance floor to run on.
If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop.
Everybody, I need you to listen, and I appreciate when you do. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I hope you all are having a beautiful Friday afternoon. I hope the work day is over, that you've got a refreshing beverage on the way. If you are driving home, be sure that you're driving safely. I anticipate there's going to be a wee bit of traffic. We've had some major closures, 894 shut down here in the Milwaukee area. We got Brewers games. We've got political rallies going on. So, folks, be patient. Put your windows down. Crank the radio up, especially if it is Civic Media. And everybody, unless you're driving, get your cell phones ready, because in the 4 o'clock hour, Dom Salvia, which is coming up next, is going to be giving away some green or gold in our statewide text to win contest every hour. And in the 4 o'clock hour today, Dom's going to drop the secret word of the hour. You're going to text that in via the Civic Media app, which you can get for free from your favorite app store. And we'll give away either $100 or some gold jewelry in the 4 o'clock hour. Your text will also register you to win our grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Good luck to you all. But I need to close out this week with another one of those head scratchers. And boy, does this not bode well. A state appellate court has thrown out a Republican state senator's lawsuit accusing an online news outlet of defamation after it reported he was overheard using a homophobic slur against a teenager and another individual testifying at a public hearing. In its 36-page decision, the District 3 Appeals Court rejected State Senator Corey Tomchick's argument that the Wausau Pilot and Review intentionally and maliciously published stories inaccurately accusing him of using the slur while in the audience at an executive committee of the Marathon County Board in August 2021. The debate at the time was over a proposed resolution calling for greater diversity and inclusion in the community. So here's what. First of all, I don't know why it is acceptable for Republicans to continue to reward one another for opposing things like greater inclusion in the community. Huh? Like, forget the dog whistling and the overreactionary histrionics about talking about inclusion. If you're a community, if you're a county board, if you eventually become a state senator, don't you want people to feel included in the community? Or is your message that you only want people who look, think, pray, and believe exactly as you do to be included in the community? And if that's your take, then democracy ain't it. Right? Because that's not what democracy is. Democracies don't distinguish between people based on their gender. They don't distinguish and say you belong and you don't based on race. That's illegal discrimination. So why in God's name would Corey Tomchick take time at the time he wasn't an elected representative, he wasn't an elected state senator, he was a very successful businessman. What was so deeply troubling about a county board resolution supporting inclusion in the community in Marathon County? He took time out of his day to go down there to oppose it. And in the process of doing so, according to three people who heard Tomchick's comment, he used homophobic slurs towards a teenager. I'm guessing the teenager was probably a member of the LGBTQIA plus community, and this is who this rich businessman is going to pick on. And to make matters worse, when called on it by the Wausau Pilot and Review, his response isn't, "My gosh, I'm so sorry, that was stupid," which would have made this a zero news cycle thing. Everybody would have just moved on. No, what he does is sue this online publication, the Wausau Pilot and Review. Why does he do this? Not because the law is on his side, because the Wausau Pilot and Review relied on three people who heard what the guy said and reported it. He was a limited public figure because of his leadership as a business owner. So they weren't reporting a knowing falsehood, and they therefore didn't do it maliciously or intentionally to defame or harm Mr. Tomczyk. It's called accountability, sir. If you say it and you say it out loud, even while sitting in the audience of a public meeting and someone overhears it, it's fair game to report. Here's what Shireen Seward, founder and editor of the nonprofit news website, had to say of the outcome of the case. Quote, "I am relieved that the court has upheld the fundamental right of journalists to report truthfully on matters of public concern, reaffirming the importance of free and independent press. While this victory is encouraging, the prolonged legal battle has taken a toll on our organization and underscores the need for stronger protections for journalists in Wisconsin. It cost this small little outlet over $200,000 over 3 years to defend itself. Folks, let's call on the state of Wisconsin to enact a law that allows news outlets to collect their attorney's fees when they prevail in these bogus defamation lawsuits, which now seem to be the stock and trade of the Republican Party." That's going to do it for me on this edition of the Maggie Dolan Show. Dom Salvi is up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Happy weekend, y'all.